WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. South Korea says North Korea has launched a long-range missile towards the North's eastern waters. The move comes 2 days after North Korea threatened shocking consequences over alleged U.S. spy flights near its territory. A Republican senator has been blocking military officer nominations.
More than 250 nominations in the military are currently being blocked by one senator, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. He's doing this because he protests the Pentagon's policy around abortion that allows them to pay for people who are getting abortions and seeking abortion care in states where it is currently restricted. It is the first time in more than 100 years that the Marine Corps does not have a confirmed commandant. And for people wondering how this is all possible, well, in order to move forward with a vote, they need the permission of all 100 senators. And Senator Tuberville tells me he's not budging on this one.
ABC News senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott. 13 states are on alert as much of the nation deals with record-breaking heat. This is ABC News. A jury has decided on Aretha Franklin's estate.
It was a four-year legal battle over Aretha Franklin's handwritten notes found in her couch, documents appearing to contain how her estate should be divided. After deliberating for just over an hour, a Michigan jury finding that those scribbled notes signed with a smiley face and dated 2014 could be considered her valid will.
ABC's Ariel Reshef. Last-minute federal mediators are coming in to try and stave off an actor's strike. ABC's Jason Nathanson.
The Hollywood studios represented by the AMPTP have requested that federal mediators step in to try and help get a deal done with the actors' union, SAG-AFTRA. That according to a statement by SAG-AFTRA, which says it agrees to the mediators but makes clear the deadline for a deal is 11:59 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday. And their statement doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, saying they don't feel the studios have any intention of bargaining toward an agreement, and they won't be manipulated into extending talks. The statement ends by saying, quote, time is running out.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I think it's back to work. It's a Monday edition. Get your ass to work, man.
Trudy, happy Monday. A full week. I can't even believe it. Great to see you, Evan, working the board. Our fair audience. Happy, happy Monday.
Is Summerfest finally over? Yeah. Can we put Summerfest 2023 behind us?
It's tough to believe, man. Our birthday month is over. Summerfest. We may as well go back to work now.
Dominic, I saw you. It was in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. We partied on the river with former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. He didn't party like we partied. He was drinking water. We were having fun. Well, Jim was having fun, too. Something of a local star there. Dom, I want to ask you, did you have a good weekend? Because there are winners and losers every weekend. And I suspect I know. How was your weekend?
Oh, man. Crudy, it was fantastic. I went back to Metro Detroit. Uncle Joe's, the last on my dad's side, 80 years old. What a wonderful human being. Had a big party. Thank you, Cousin Joe and Nancy, for putting me up. Happy birthday, Uncle Joe. Got to see lots of cousins I haven't seen. Hell, Matt. Just got back this afternoon, so it was a great time, man. How about yourself?
So you're straight through Detroit to the radio here with me?
That's right, man.
Well, I got to tell you, I think I might be the big loser of the weekend.
Yeah. What, more painting?
Worse than painting. Handsaw.
What's worse than painting?
Handsaw on the water's edge, taking down little trees and stuff. Stuff in the water. But I have never like had my elbow so painful and swollen. I like so overdid it that I couldn't, I got home Sunday and I wanted to take a nap and I couldn't lay down. Like,
does your arm hurt so bad?
Oh, my shoulder, my arm, my elbow.
Like a little chainsaw, man. You know, a little chainsaw.
Now you tell me. Well, I didn't want to draw attention. You know, I figure if I can clip it with like Fiskars or a handsaw, okay to take it down. If I got to get out a chain by the water, now I got to start getting some permits or something. So I just figured if it's man labor, no chopping, no chainsawing, then it's permissible.
I'm not sure that's exactly how it works, but I'd rather ask for forgiveness than permission.
Don't you be dragging me into a conversation that's going to get me in trouble on the radio. Because most of the wood, I got to tell you, dude, dead in the water. Like trees, the water must be substantially up over prior years. Because there is dead trees in the water. And I was out in the water up to 6 feet of depth. Like, you know, just trying to keep my chin up above the water line.
What?
Out to where there were trees that are now dead. They're completely dead. They're white. They're like ghost trees. But they're clogging up the... So I was out there chopping trees with the handsaw. Well, I'd have to be... I'd have to, like, hang on to the tree while I was handsawing it. And then if I was lucky, the tree wouldn't fall over on my head and kill me. And fortunately for you and the sake of the audience, I made it through the weekend. So
you're
now
right,
I could take it easy and go back to work.
Than you did.
It's pretty bad when you look forward to going back to work so you can rest up a little. Oh, I can't wait to get back to work this week so I can rest my body. I can't imagine those people that actually exert for a living. Real hard-working people. No, I'm not one of those people. I work hard, but only between my ears. Different sort of hard work.
Yeah, especially in this kind of weather. So yeah, be careful out there, folks. Stay
now,
hydrated.
Dom, we're not gonna do it alone today. We're gonna ask others to help us with the hard work involved. Earl Ingram, he's joining us. He's gonna tell us to give blood. And I've already taken his ask, and I've already scheduled an appointment for blood. And I challenge you, Dom. You're gonna give blood. I've given blood.
Yeah, man. What's the deal? What's the situation? I'll give blood. I'm fine giving blood. Get a cookie when I'm done.
Well, we'll talk. We'll talk with Earl. We'll work.
All right, he'll lay it out for us. All right.
Also, world traveler Bill Press coming back on our show. Between trips to Europe, Bill tries to fit us in.
We appreciate that, Bill.
He's back from Paris, city of light.
A lot of turmoil going on in France while Bill was over there. Perhaps he can get us an update.
Wait, was he? Do you think he was instigating the strike going on there?
I don't know, man.
So anyways, Bill Press and the Happier Happy Hour. We got Earl Ingram joining us very, very soon. And Dom, the question I want to start today with. Or at least Dan Bice does. And one more. Jump into the headlines.
Yeah, what's that?
I joined the now Threads. Some social media. I saw others doing it, and I didn't want
to
be
the
last.
Zuckerberg side.
So I joined the Threads. Don't have any love for the Twitter. Never did. Unlike you. But anyway, so I joined the Threads. First guy to follow me on Threads. Daniel Bice. The frequent flyers, those that listen daily, might know, you know, occasionally, I trash talk his reporting.
Just a little. You
only
take exception to
page
some of the
six
fine
style.
Reporting.
Well, let's see how he did today, Dom.
You keep reading it, Crudy. You keep reading, don't you?
Who won the legislative session? ? Governor Tony Evers did with novel vetoes. Let's jump in.
So this is a thumbs up article for you right now for Dan Bice. I just want to, if we're keeping track at home, what do you think?
Well, it gives us a place to start today. We'll see if I disagree with him. Let me get to the body of the work.
Right.
We have the winners and losers legislative session this year. Trees, 4 centuries to be exact. Governor Tony Evers submitted his budget plan earlier this year. And the Republican-controlled legislature quickly tossed it. GOP lawmakers then drafted their own budget bill and negotiated the details with Evers and his team. Everything seemed to go smoothly and cooperatively until the plan got to Evers' desk. A master of the veto pen, Evers sliced and diced the proposal, making 51 changes. But Dom, one edit stood out.
Yeah, it did.
Most notably, the second-term Democratic governor struck a hyphen, merged a couple of numbers, and Viola extended the annual $325 per student increase for public schools from 2 years to 4 centuries.
Wow.
Yes, 400 years. America, by person, is not even 250 years old. We're 247.
He is the education governor. You cannot deny that now.
America, a young 247. No need to negotiate with the Republicans now. Since the line item veto was approved in 1930, Wisconsin governors have created Frankenstein vetoes, revenue reduction vetoes, and Vanna White vetoes. Call this the Star Trek veto. Evers took the budget where no governor has ever gone before. Okay,
prosper Governor Evers.
Now, he does point out that former gubernator Scotty Wanker, I call him Wanker, Walker, issued a veto in 2017 that denied schools the ability to save money through energy efficiency without a referendum for 1,000 years. But that had little impact then and now. The reaction to Evers' veto was swift and divided. The lefty New Republic called the veto historic and brilliant. Others labeled it creative and crafty. Dim said it was a pro-education move. What say you, Dom?
Rudy, the Republican, no bias at the Journal Sentinel. Well, which it clearly was, he writes. No one knows what's going on in 10 years, much less 400. One GOP lawmaker was reduced to cursing. Another accused Evers of single-handedly choosing the exorbitantly raised taxes on you, your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August concluded it will be difficult, if not impossible, to ever negotiate with this governor again in the future. Like Evers, perhaps in his last term, cares. Liberals control the Supreme Court. Republicans lack a veto-proof majority in the legislature. He is still the governor. Indeed, as we just found out, the one with the veto pen, you and others, winners and losers. Crudy, I'll let you take one of the losers.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, he is one of your losers, people. For most of this session, things went swimmingly for the Rochester Republican. But again, Evers' vetoes undercut much of Voss's work. The governor protected 188 positions within the University of Wisconsin system. You know, those focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion. The ones Voss wanted to tear out from the roots. A point of emphasis from Voss's vice rights, Evers eliminated a tax break for people in the top two income tax brackets, prompting a rebuke from the assembly speaker. Didn't like that much. And the Democratic chief executive trimmed a $10 billion grant for Visit Milwaukee. Little petty poke, Dom. The city's tourism bureau that could have gone for the Republican National Convention next year. Evers left in place $1 million for the Visit Milwaukee and moved $9 million into the State Department of Tourism budget for marketing. And Voss has said he's happy where he's leading the assembly, but by this point, envy. Is that what it's called? Veto pin envy?
I think so. Just another minute here, Crudy. Winners, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Faced with dual fiscal cliffs, Crowley and Johnson held their breath and agreed on a single unified plan. Trust Evers and the Republican legislators to work together to pass a bill allowing sales tax increases of 0.4% in Milwaukee County and 2% in the city. It was a risky move, but it worked. Final deal came with GOP strings attached. The law prevents the city from using tax dollars on DEI programs, for instance. It also says Milwaukee can't use tax dollars or tax incremental financing districts on the streetcar called the HOP. One insider cited Crowley's work in particular. He did a great job here, said the Democrat. But apparently the biggest hurdle ahead, but for Johnson and Crowley, they did a fine job, according to Daniel Bice.
Daniel Bice, occasionally, not bad. You're always a winner when you listen to the Devils. Come on back, Earl Ingram, our fine guest. Give blood. We'll tell you how.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 56. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 76. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 61.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Check us out on the socials on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook, the Devil's Advocates Radio. Of course, get the Civic Media app. Take us with you everywhere you go.
Dominic, we got a fine guest, one of Civic Media's own, WAUK's own. He's Earl Ingram Jr. He is the host of the Earl Ingram Show. Earl, welcome back to Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Earl.
It's good to be here. I'm on the lakefront. Milwaukee's wonderful lakefront, showing off my physique.
Well done, sir.
You know, we got a saying round on this show, Earl. We normally say, ask grass or cash, nobody rides for free. But we got a new ask. Earl, you've got a new ask. You know, now we're asking people to give a little blood. A little blood, sweat, and tears, maybe. Earl, tell people you have asked, and we're going to respond, but why are you asking people to give blood right now, Earl?
Well, because the state of Wisconsin, the city in itself, is in a horrible position as it relates to blood, and there's a tremendous shortage of blood. And since blood is the elixir of life, and all of us at some point in time are going to need someone, either through ourselves or our family members, that it's critically important that we do our part. And I think that what happens is a lot of times people don't give blood because of their fear and their lack of understanding of the process. And I think once we get people to understand that, when they understand that we're saving lives, they would be willing to do that more than not.
Well, Earl, you challenged your colleagues here at Civic Media, the on-air host, the office people, the sales team, everyone. Earl, you've challenged us all to set an appointment and go get blood. And in fact, we've set up a little website. I told Jorge down at the office, I said, make it really easy for a dumb guy like me. And I got to tell you, we've got a website set up. I'll share that with you in just a minute, folks. But I got to tell you, I have set my appointment with the American Red Cross. Earl, I'm giving blood this Thursday morning in the proper venue, the Wisconsin State Capitol.
Wow, man, that's wonderful, Crew, because, you know, once you do it, and the other part of this is a lot of times people don't know their own blood types. And the only way I even knew what my blood type was through donating blood.
And what is your blood type,
Earl? It's something that we all should know. A, what? It's A.
A plus it's or A minus?
No, just A. Just A.
You always seem like a positive guy to me. I bet it's A-plus blood you got, Earl.
Yeah.
So, Earl, I'm going to go give some blood, and you're going to go give some blood, but we're also challenging.
Well, I gave some blood 2 weeks ago, but I'll be going back next month.
So we got to give – we're going to expand this challenge beyond a couple of days, right, Earl? It's from today to the end of the month, I think, that we're challenging our respective audiences. Earl, you got to go 4 weeks between blood gives, so I expect to see you there in like a week and a half, 2 weeks at the tops. You can give again, Earl.
Hey, Crudy,
Don't be stingy.
I will be there because I have been giving blood. And so, if we just have to get Crudy people over the fear of the needle. And you never feel it. You don't know anything. You don't miss it, you know. And when you're healthy, blood replenishes itself. And so you're really making a big difference in the lives of many people.
Oh, no, Earl. Dropped you just for a second there. A lot of people need blood. Earl, I was a medic in the military, combat medic. And blood was always necessary. And I can tell you, yes, you do feel a needle. You feel a pressure. But in terms of like a sharp pain or, oh, no, it's manageable. Let's not kid people. It could hurt just a little bit, or it could press. But they make sure you're doing okay. And they check on you the entire time you give blood. And you're right. Your body doesn't miss it. It replaces the blood. But for things I read today online, I would challenge you. I know you gave blood a couple of weeks ago, but we're going to challenge our respective audiences because, you know, one or two pints is not going to meet this need. So I want Devil's Advocates audience members to go out, schedule their own blood give, and then tag us and tell them basically, at Devil Radio, we gave blood, and at Civic Media, tag Civic Media as well. And Earl, I think we can get, and I'm just talking about the Devil's Advocates. I don't know what sort of power kind of juice you got down there in the Milwaukee Metro, but Devil's Advocates, I think we can get 500 pints of blood given from our audience. And Earl, you get 500 out of Milwaukee Metro, man, we got 1,000 pints. That could be substantial. So, What do you say, buddy?
You know, Rudy, well, I say that's absolutely spectacular. And considering we've got, 19 radio stations across the network?
Yes, sir.
When you multiply all of that, we are starting to have some impact in the state. And, you know, through our network alone, in contacting those audiences, as well as the staff, Crudy, I believe we're going to have some impact, and that people will get to know more about who we are and what we stand for. There are a lot of different things that we stand for as a network, and people listen to us every day. But if we can use that platform to impact the lives of many others, I think it'll add a little icing on the cake.
Well, Earl has laid down the gauntlet. He has made the challenge. Go give blood. Someone ask. I tried donating blood, but I heard that will not be a problem.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Hundreds of water rescues in Vermont as the state is overwhelmed with severe flooding. This as the Northeast prepares for more rain.
The White House says President Biden spoke by phone individually with Vermont Governor Phil Scott, Senator Bernie Sanders, and FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell Tuesday evening while traveling overseas. overseas at the NATO summit. The president conveyed his commitment to deliver the federal assistance needed to help respond to severe flooding across Vermont. On Monday night, the president approved an emergency declaration for Vermont, and the White House says it's been coordinating with state and local officials, as well as monitoring the impacts of the flooding. FEMA and other federal personnel have also been mobilized and are working closely with state and local agencies. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A different weather concern. 13 states are on alert for extreme heat. In Phoenix, there's been 12 consecutive days of triple-digit temperatures. A Northern California man has been awarded one of the biggest settlements in state history for police misconduct. This is ABC News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Head of the time, every time, advocates.
Earl Ingram, he is a host, The Earl Ingram Show. Plays out 8 to 10 a.m., especially in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. WAUK plays out in Racine, Kenosha. WRJN, 1400 a.m. and 99.9 FM. Playing up in the Fox Valley. Challenged everybody, but especially you, Dom. And me, he has challenged us to give blood and to activate our audience if we're able. And that sounds like a challenge, man.
It is a challenge. Go to Civic Media, civicmedia.us/give. And you can check out go to Give Blood. You can search where to give blood. Make sure you check it out.
Civicmedia.us. This Thursday, going to the Wisconsin State Capitol. And I got to tell you, that is the venue. I recall when they were ready to arrest people damn near for giving blood in the Capitol, if it made a number numerically more than 12, we had the initial ruling in that kissing kick. You got to have more than 12. Well, I think they had a blood drive, and Walker was ready to have people arrested in that Wisconsin State Capitol. So I'm going to go to the Capitol on Thursday morning. And if you would like to schedule something, we make it very easy for you at the civicmedia.us. Give blood, I believe. And 500 pints. And I can only give one at a time. So, you know, I'm a big guy, but I only got so much to give. But we're going to ask you guys, you, the fair audience, you, Dominic, as well, everyone that can hear the sound of my voice, go ahead and schedule it now. Because, you know, best intentions, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. If you don't go and do something about it, take an action step, it never happens. And you can win prizes. There's all kinds of locations right now, currently, where they're doing these blood drives. Marriott West in Madison. I chose the Capitol because that's my preferred venue. But you can go wherever. But hashtag civic pints and then something clever about the devils. You know, keep us in there. Keep us in your heart and thoughts and let people know. Because this challenge, we're up to this challenge, Dom. Our audience, they have big hearts, and they will give blood. I feel
quite confident. Want blood, you got it. Giving away tickets to what? Brewer games, the state fair, some swag. Got lots of stuff to give away. Again, civicmedia.us/giveblood.
And if you tag us, you're eligible to win the prizes. And if you're, you know, tag the devil's advocates, then you're super coolest, at least in our hearts and minds. Because you're the best audience. You're our audience. It'll probably catapult you to the quite confident
greatness in all areas of life.
Dominic, I understand the winners and the losers of the legislative session. Now we've jumped away from this for because we want our winner listeners will give blood. But anyways, some of the winners and losers, according to Daniel Bice, the University of Wisconsin system, well, unfortunately, it's a loser under the legislative piece put forth and signed into law. There seems to be a big disconnect between the leaders of the UW system and the Republicans who run the Assembly and Senate. Despite a huge budget surplus, GOP lawmakers decided to slash the UW budget by $32 million. And the money was put in a fund the UW can access if the Joint Finance Committee approves. You know, if the Republicans approve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Joint Finance Committee also axed a proposed $347 million new engineering building. Well, they were being fiscally prudent, right, Dom-ish?
Mm.
Bice doesn't mention the fact they had already raised $100 million in private donor money to make a contribution towards that building, but
and we're talking about what a thousand engineers a year.
Well, $347 million. Understanding that the UW-Madison has a $2.4 billion spending plan for state building projects, and the new building would allow the state flagship campus to graduate at least 1,000 more undergraduate engineers annually. Every wow. year, they'd be able to churn out 1,000 more STEM graduates. Now, that seems to be a point of often, where are we going to get the good workers, the smart ones, the high-paying, well-paying Wisconsin jobs that'll keep people here? Well, engineering might do that, but let me read on just a bit more, Dom. In the budget. It was a top priority in the last budget, too. So what's going on? It's not exactly clear. But UW-Madison maybe should have thought twice before inviting former U.S. Attorney Eric Holder to be its spring commencement speaker while the budget was pending. Is that what Bice really attributes this to, the pettiness of Republicans? They didn't like the
boss. I mean, it's hard to put it past them that they would, what, push back because Eric Holder came to town?
Well, Eric Holder is what? Served under Obama and terribly pro-democracy. God forbid. Also, winner, charter and choice schools.
Boo.
Evers angered a number of his public school supporters, including the State Teachers Union, by signing a funding package that significantly boosted funding for private choice and independent charter schools. The measure included a $1 billion increase in state aid to public K-12 schools and raised the per pupil aid by $325 annually. Now, we talked about that for 400 years, but Evers' critics focused on the fact the new law provided the biggest hike in choice and charter funding ever. For instance, the annual voucher payments for high school students will jump from $9,000 to $12,765, a 41% increase. And here's the other kicker, Dom. Understand, these vouchers are not capped. There's no cap saying, well, this much expenditure, and then you hit the cap.
In the sense that how many students can access. There's 10,000 students or 20,000 students, that kind of cap. There's no cap.
There, to my understanding, there is no cap on this new expenditure. Well, what if with the enticement of 41% higher reimbursement rates, more schools go to the, charter choice school game, Dom? This school year, about 29,000 students got vouchers for the Milwaukee program, 4,000 for the Racine program, and 17,000 in the statewide program. We lost our education governor, claimed one prominent Democrat. Evers initially downplayed the criticism. What people forget is every time we have a budget for public schools, our money for charters or for vouchers goes up too. Only because you sign off on it, Tony, but I continue. Then he extended the boost in spending for public schools by 400 years via his veto pen. Well, we like that part. Maybe this creative veto on the school levy was the way to make up for the education community after signing the largest increases in charter and choice funding in history, speculated one Republican lobbyist. Without a doubt, says Dan Bice, without a doubt. Loser a Milwaukee.
Serious winner. Come on. 40. When's the last time Republicans gave anything, anybody, anyone, a 41% increase, if not, you know, tax deductions for the wealthy? So now we get to subsidize religious school. Let's talk about that. Let's say it. We get to subsidize with our tax dollars religious education. They can teach, you know, indoctrinate kids. I mean, you want to talk about indoctrination? Tell a kid if they don't do what the father says, they're going to burn in hell for all eternity. That seems like, I don't know, pretty solid indoctrination to me. And now our tax dollars are going to be used towards that? So how do you compare the 6,000-year-old earth in the Christian schools to what science says? And how do you broach that? You don't. But of course, you know what? Attendance is down at the churches, right? So nobody's tithing anymore. It's so old school. So now they got to find a way to tap in social schools indoctrinating children with our tax dollars. And Tony Evers just gave them a 41% bump.
Well, it's not just that. It's a 41% bump in the reimbursement rate, especially amongst the high school students. But we don't know where the cap is, Dom. It's not a cap on the expenditure. It's a 41% bump on how much the individual schools are going to get per pupil. That's a hell of an incentive to, you know, increase your enrollment, right? If suddenly the reimbursement rates are 41% greater, Dom, and let's just say you were in it for profit.
For money, yes.
For money. Well, you'd have massive expansion plans, probably not predicated on curriculum so much as money making the bottom line. So again, it's not just the 41% bump. It's the fact that they're enticing more of these choice school outfits to join the party. And you could say, well, that's good. That's choice. But I would point out all the flyby nights that often flutter to this light of cash, right? This increase money. Well, that just brings more bad actors into the sector. At least in my opinion. Look at Milwaukee's history, man. There's been flyby night by after flyby night, and they shut down.
And then what happens? Those kids, you know, after one of these schools closes down, they take the cash, whatever happens, they don't fulfill. Business model fails. Well, right? I mean, they don't just go into the street. They end up, what, trickling back into the public schools. So, I mean, this continues, of course. So the religious aspect to it for me is the problem. I mean, any sort of, as you mentioned, Crudy, top line number, a budgetary number that we will not go past. And then how does that impact that? Because every kid that doesn't go into a public school, well, their enrollment drops and their numbers go down as well. So that's taking money away from them and their resources. And not all the schools are funded the same. So, yeah, I mean, it's a hell of a pinch we're in right now. And Evers, he signed it, man. But we got 400 years of $325 increases per year.
Dominic,
there's our balance.
Here's some more good news. There's going to be a statewide investment in high-speed broadband. Because somebody's choking ours off today. If you have noticed, there's a little dropout going on here, and we appreciate your patience. You'll be patient with us, because it's still the greatest radio show ever. Even if you only hear every eighth one of Dominic's words, they're the good ones. You're hearing nothing but the best words. We've got the best words around here.
The best words.
844-967-2789. And generally, we got the best callers as well. Dom, also. We've got a Democratic candidate who's announced her intention to run against Derek Van Orden. Now, I don't know if you've ever met Rebecca Cook in person. I did meet her at the DPW in La Crosse, and she seems quite earnest. Small business owner, and she has declared she is running for Congress, third CD. She's in it to win it, Dom, and Derek Van Orden. And I don't know if you've noticed, but since Derek Van Orden won his seat in Congress, Dom, we have added start affecting the electorate. We're gonna give them something to think about in these swing districts out there in western Wisconsin. We're gonna turn it around. Now we'll see if more Dems jump into the last time there was, what, Amy McGrath, there was Brad Paff, state senator, there was Rebecca Cook, she was in the primary last time as well, fairly well at the state party, I think she did okay in the straw poll. She is a new face for the Democratic Party, and Democratic Party needs to build its bench, but we need congressional candidates in every single one, certainly the 6th, the 8th, whatever one Tiffany said. I think that's the 7th. Grothman's the 6th. Gallagher's the 8th. Stiles the 1st. Let's get two people. We need some candidates. Come back. More.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers overnight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 56. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 76. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 55. Partly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 60.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789. Join us now. Bill Press going to join us at the top of the 5 o'clock hour.
Dominic, we're getting some texts. Some are telling us they've signed up to donate blood. Our buddy Earl Ingram Jr. has challenged all his colleagues here at Civic Media, and we challenge you, our audience. I am giving blood this Thursday at the Wisconsin State Capitol, 10:30 a.m. No better venue. You want to see Crudy bleed? Come see me bleed at the Capitol.
Yes.
Be in the rotunda. Some have been waiting their whole lives to see me bleed. If I can do it, and I got to tell you, those that are a little nervous, a few that signed up said it was the very first time they will have given blood.
Oh, really?
Nothing terribly scary about this process. Usually they get a little orange. Just telling you, that's they ask you not to drink before you give blood.
Oh, okay.
Don't want you thinning it
down. I don't know what else going to happen then.
We do ask you, though, to let us know if you've done this, if we've helped inspire you in the Red Cross, but that's not the only place you can give. But if you go to the civicmedia.us/ give blood, they make it really easy. I use the website, and Jorge made it really easy. He self-delivered it right to my inbox. So all I had to do was look at the map. I clicked on the West Madison. It gave me several opportunities. And I scheduled a Thursday morning at the Wisconsin State Capitol. And we're trying to get our audience to tag both hashtag Civic Pints and something along the lines of the devil made me do it. We helped prompt you, but we would really appreciate that. Give the blood. That's the important part. And then tagging the devil's advocates in the civic media. That's,
right.
That's a secondary factor. But also very important to us, at least to Crudy, you know, because that's how I am. Here's one. Wednesday. Someone from the 608 Texas. Wednesday will be my first time ever donation. That is excellent.
Oh, excellent. Well done. And it doesn't. I know you say you can. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt, folks. I mean, now I got some tattoos. That doesn't hurt either. But really, giving blood, it's a little prick. You barely feel, especially if you get some out there taking that blood. You won't even barely feel it. And all you got to do is sit, let it pump out. And if you don't like looking at this, don't look. Look at the wall. If you don't like the sight of blood, some people don't like the sight of blood, the sight of needles, because, you know, you can see it in the syringe, the blood coming out, right? So, yeah, look at the wall. Look outside. It's fine. The Capitol's a beautiful building. There's plenty to look at if you're nervous. But step outside of your comfort zone and give a little blood.
I am competitive. I'm always trying to race to fill up my little bag. Like, if I just pump it quicker, I'll get out of there quicker, because for me, it's a time-based thing. You know, the most important commodity to me, is time. My time.
Yeah.
So if I can give a little bit of time, because it doesn't cost any money, and in fact, you can win prizes and brewer tickets and state fair tickets. We're going to give you all kinds of prizes. if you just tag us, you know, hashtag Civic Pints, hashtag more important, the devil made me do it, something along those lines. Here's another one. Drink after. You'll be a cheap date.
Right.
844-967-2789. I got to tell you, whoever the internet provider is, they take the blood, but they don't give the bus service they used to.
Where's my cookie, man?
What's that?
Where's my cookie?
Where's my cookie?
Taking the blood. I want my cookie.
I blame Spectrum. Mark from the sack. Welcome back, Mark. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Mark. What's happening?
Yeah, doing okay. And thanks to all the people that do give blood, because I've needed it over my treatments over the past few years. So it's really appreciated. My dad had given gallons of blood during his lifetime. I mean, you know, multiple gallons of blood. But it's a great, great program. Yeah, I get a real kick out of these Republicans that talk about, you know, they're denigrating as well as I met.
Mark, hold on, lost you entirely, Mark. Sorry, buddy. Maybe it's Grinches. I don't know what's going on. Gremlins getting in the
oh no,
in the computers are bad. Well, someone's bad. It's not my bad. I didn't even sign up for this internet.
844-967-2789. You can sign up with us, of course, sign up to give blood as well. Crudy, this Rebecca Cook, right? Rebecca Cook announcing she's going to run against Derek Van Orden in Wisconsin's third CD.
Right now, she's my favorite candidate for the third CD.
Right. A little bit from the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. In the interview, Cook painted Van Orden as someone tied to his party leadership and not the people of his district. She dismissed Van Orden's recent talk of bipartisanship, a part of the former Navy SEAL's attempt to redefine himself in Washington after at times vitriolic 2022 campaign. Her quote, "At the core, Derek Van Orden is someone that is very ego-centered and really focused on himself." It sounds like the entire Republican Party these days. "I don't think that he's hustling for any of us. I think the special interest in Washington and kind of being Kevin McCarthy's lackey is where he's positioned himself." I believe he also positioned himself just outside of the Capitol during the insurrection. "As we know, he's not from this district originally," Cook points out. "He's an actor, an author, a congressman. Just seems like another feather in his hat, not being a true public servant." But of course, they're not going to take that laying down. A spokesman for Van Orden's campaign did not immediately respond to requests, but the National Republican Congressional Committee answered by attacking Cook as extreme. She's extreme, Crudy. Extreme Democrat. Rebecca Cook is trying to hurt the losing bid for office once again. Chris Gustafson, the NRCC spokesman, said in a statement, "Meanwhile, Derek Van Orden is delivering on his promises, and voters look forward to reelecting him next fall."
Do they?
Do they really?
We're going to check with those voters in the swingy third district across the five stations we represent there, Tom. And that's just the talkers. Well, I would say the Chippewa Falls station, the TAP 93.5, that covers some of the third. And then we got the La Crosse station, 1490 AM, the Eagle, that covers a portion of the third. And then we got our friends at WRCE, Richland Center, Radio from the Center, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. Well, that covers a very important portion of the swingy third district.
So is it safe to say we're targeting Van Orden in the third this year, Curdy, or for
well,
next
there
year?
Is WFHR, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM. That one also plays out there.
Uh-oh.
And of course, WTTN, man. Oh, WMDX, Mad Radio, we call it now. 92.7 doesn't get there, but the AM does. We are going to change the politics of the third CD, I feel quite confident, and save the world with our next guest, Bill Press, world traveler, and friend of the Devil's Advocates.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel.